Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're in Revelation chapter number 2 and verse number 18, Thyatira. Again, Jesus is speaking to the seven churches, and we've already identified three of these churches. The church at Ephesus, we looked at them as the careless church. They lost their first love. Then we looked at the church at Smyrna. They were the crown church. The Lord commended them for the great things that they were doing. They were being persecuted, we understand, but we looked at them and we labeled them the crowned church. Then last time I was with you, we looked at the church at Pergamos. They're the compromising church. And the church we're going to look at this morning is the church at Thyatira. And I called it the corrupted church. Now, again, there's a lot of men who have much greater minds than I would ever think. Matter of fact, you heard the old saying that they have forgotten more than I would ever know. And a lot of great men, Bible scholars, would put these churches in different time eras. For instance, they would put the church at Ephesus in the first church, 100 AD, in that area. They would put the church at Thyatira when the Catholic Church and the Pope and all, when they became strong and all. And they'd put these churches in different time periods, all the way up to Laodicea, which would be today's church. And I understand what they're trying to say, but I'm of the persuasion that these churches that were there during that day, they were actual churches that existed, and they all had problems, and we could find every one of these churches today, every one of them, whether it's in America, around the world, every type of these seven churches, you're going to find somewhere in our country, around the world, whether they're a crown church, a corrupted church, a compromising church, or like we see the church today at Thyatira, who was a corrupted church. Before I get into the reading, a little background like I did with the other cities. Thyatira, of the seven cities that is mentioned in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, was the least, historians say, was the least important city of all that area. How would you like to live in a city so, well, you ain't very important, you know, as compared to Ephesus, who's on the coast, and great commerce and great culture that we read about. These other places, remember the one that had the largest library in all the world, and he gave it to Cleopatra. Mark Antony came and stole all the books from that great place and took it to Alexander of Egypt, and they had that wonderful library. Well, you can't say that about Thyatira. They were just plain old folk. Basically, what was good about Thyatira was it was a place where back then they called them guilds. We would call them today unions. You know, they was like today. So you could understand they have pipe fitters union and electric, you know, people with electric unions and mechanical, that type of thing. You understand they're in a union. Well, back then they weren't called unions, they were called guilds. And there was a lot of tradespeople that lived there in Thyatira. And so they were just common folk, because they were just regular folk. But what was the main thing about Thyatira was something called, they were the world's leading manufacturer of purple. You ever heard of a lady named Lydia? She was from Thyatira. You ever heard of her in the book of Acts? And how Paul was there on the river there. Anyway, I won't go into that in the book of Acts, and how Lydia was saved. And it talked about she was a seller of purple from Thyatira. She's from this area. And a lot of Bible scholars or commentators, and remember how I define commentators? They're just a commentator. Commentators are common. They're just regular folk. And their minds, some of these commentators think, well, Lydia went back to Thyatira after she was saved and went back to her home and probably had a hand in starting this church. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. I don't know, the Bible doesn't say. But we will find, as we read, that some women started to take hold in that church. And one that we're going to look at, the Lord called her a Jezebel. I can't wait till we get to that, and that's why I have so much to do. And obviously a woman, and it wasn't Lydia, okay? I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm going to say it and move on because I'm ready to go. You have to be careful about women taking control in the church. Amen, preacher. And I'm not a show, but God has a divine order. He has an order, and of course, this is a marriage seminar and all. The same thing has a divine order in the church and all. Anyway, we're going to find how that got out of order at this wonderful church at Thyatira, and so much could be said here, but let's begin reading. Here's another interesting point. Even though this was the least important city, historians tell us, of all the seven churches, it is the longest letter, which is very interesting. Jesus said more to this church than all the other six churches, which is very interesting. In other words, there's more involved in this one part here in Thyatira. So let me just read from verse 18 to verse 29 without comment, if that's possible, and then we'll launch off into it, okay? Jesus is speaking. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, who callest herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and not unto the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden but that which ye have already hold. That which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter, so they shall be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And I want you to notice again that on the very last verse here, he said, what the Spirit saith unto the churches. These letters were meant to be passed around. In other words, the church at Ephesus, when they were done with their letter, they were to send it to Smyrna and back and forth, and they were to exchange these letters. And can you imagine? Can you imagine how these churches felt when the church at Smyrna read what was going on at the church at Ephesus, and the church at Pergamos was reading what was going on at the church at Thyatira, and they're passing them around? And that's why he said, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. The thought was all these churches are going to understand what's going on in other churches. It wasn't a matter of gossip. What it was a matter of them understanding what's happening in their church. They're not alone. Other churches are having problems, okay? And it was a matter of not just accusation of other churches, but it was a letter of admonition, how they could make themselves right and repent. So when we get to Thyatira, verse number 28, he says, unto the angel, and we mentioned that. Again, the word angel literally means messenger. So, and I've addressed this before. A lot of good men that I read after, a lot of people believe, good men, think these are literal angels. I do not hold that position. I hold these are the messengers, the pastors, the leaders, the elders of that church.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.